Dave, Bev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time and for resort living every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Fev, what have you got planned over the next couple of days? Because I noticed that you're not going to be here.
Yeah, well, speaking of mistakes, Fief, I made one of my own, which is a pretty big one, and we'll just rehash. I booked some flights for some friends, the Cripses and myself and my beautiful fiance Alex, to go over to Adelaide to watch the biggest fight of the century in Australia. Alex and I went on a trip to Sydney to watch their first fight, sat ringside. I've rang Choc Mundine and said, buddy, need some tickets. He goes, no worries. Rang his manager, got ringside tickets.
Wow.
All ready to go to the boxing, which is on tomorrow in Adelaide. No,
nice.
It was Friday, so I've missed it. So I'm going to Adelaide for lunch and dinner tomorrow.
So you'd booked flights and accommodation thinking it was the big Mundine Green fight tomorrow. Oh,
in Adelaide. So I'm just going for lunch and then we're going to go, oh, no, sorry, I'm going there for dinner. We fly out at about 2 and just going to go have a beautiful dinner in Adelaide and then do the show and then fly home.
Can I ask though, and I'm so surprised, after I've heard all about your honeymoon and how fraught that was, why does Alex even let you book tickets? I wouldn't think that would be in your vicinity. I would have thought...
Oh, no, the tickets are all booked good. Just on the wrong day.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I mean, I feel...
Well, the boxing's always on a Wednesday. It's always on a Wednesday. The main boxing, Wednesday night. So I just assumed it was a Wednesday night. When I found out it was Friday, we had to do a blackout challenge. I couldn't even go.
I know.
I had to work Friday night.
You had to work on Friday
night. So I literally couldn't go, even if I wanted to change my ticket. So I just said, stuff it. Let's go to Adelaide, have a few froths and
You're going out for dinner tomorrow night in Adelaide.
Yep.
That's incredible, Fev.
I know.
He's going to do the show from Adelaide.
It's just out of interest, 131060, if anyone's listening right now, can we just start asking, if you want Fev to do something for you while he's in Adelaide, like to make it worth your while?
Like, hang on.
You know what I love? I love those Haigs. Those Haigs chocolates in Adelaide.
I don't like free chocolate. Oh, yeah, Haigs. You know, Haigs are here. Glenfarne and Hawthorne.
Well, still, I like them when they're from Adelaide.
Haigs chocolate's great. But those, I'd like a pie floater, you know, with the peas on top. Oh, no. You know what? They do those froggy cakes.
I've got a lot
they're
on
froggy
there.
Froggy cakes.
I've got a lot on in Adelaide.
Can you get me some froggy cakes?
From what?
From froggy cakes. I think they're called froggy cakes.
Froggy cakes. Okay, I'll have a look for them, but if I get distracted, I'm not doing anything in Adelaide. I'm actually going for a really...
I don't like fruit chocks, though. You can have those.
It's a really important dinner I'm going to.
All right. It's a great idea, though. And the phone's already going crazy. If you've got any odd jobs for Fev in Adelaide...
You're going there for nothing, essentially. Might as well make the trip worthwhile. You could probably write it off as a tax deduction if we get you doing some work.
13, well, if 10, I'm 16. Doing work there, they'll be paying for my flights. I'll give you the tip.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev is going to Adelaide tomorrow.
Yes, he mistakenly thought that the Mundine Green fight was this Wednesday, not last Friday. So flights, accommodation, all booked. He's jetting off tomorrow. And I just said, if you've got something you'd like Fev to do while he's in Adelaide, because it's essentially a pointless trip, call in and he might do an odd job for you. Leroy from Mernda. Hi, Leroy.
Hey, Fev. Hey, Fifi.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Leroy, what would you like the big fella to do for you?
We were at Adelaide 3 weeks ago. We went to the Barossa and we picked up some Penfolds there and we've drunk it all. So I was wondering if you could pick up a couple more bottles for me.
There you go.
So I have to go up to the Barossa, do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only, an hour, not far.
I don't know if I've got enough time to do that.
Nice day trip, though.
Nice touch.
She'll love it.
I mean, Leroy listens to the show.
A bowl of Shiraz. Do you like a nice Cab Sav?
Yes, one of each.
One of each.
Why do I get the feeling you're just going to go to a Thirsty Camel and get this?
We'll see how we go. There's two bottles of Penfolds for
Leroy. For Leroy. Lucy from Q. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Hey, Luce, how old are you?
12.
Oh, good on you. Were you getting up early for school?
Yeah, I got GSV training.
Oh, what's that?
Softball.
Cool.
Girl Sports Victoria.
Oh, great. Brilliant. Well done, Luce. Now, would you like Fev to get you something while he's in Adelaide?
Can you please say hi to my grandma?
Okay, what's your grandma's name?
Claire.
And where's Claire? Do I have to go see her or do I just say hello to her?
Just say hi.
Okay. You need to, in person.
You need to go visit her.
What suburb in Adelaide is it, Lucy?
Melbourne
in Adelaide.
That should be easy.
Okay, well, cool. Stay on the line
we'll
and
get your address.
I'll go see grandma.
Okay,
Lucy.
It's actually going to happen.
Yeah, have fun at softball.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's why you're man of the people.
I think that's only two jobs. I reckon this will keep going over the next...
Yeah, we get some more jobs over the next 24 hours.
I've got a feeling I might be in Adelaide for a while.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, I mean, she's not going to say it, but we have a psychic in our midst, and I think we all know it, as hard as it is to say.
Dave. What are you saying? She'd never say it. She says it all the time. Look.
This is a burden for me now, and I'm not even kidding. Particularly now, Fev, we've been friends for nearly a year now, and Dave and I did the show nearly 3 years before that, and Byron, we've known each other forever.
Yeah,
and
when the name of the show wasn't a paragraph. Remember those good times?
I much prefer it now.
I have, for the last 3.5 years with Dave, every time there is a football, whatever sport event, I get asked to make a prediction. I make a prediction, and I'm consistently right. Now, yesterday you guys asked me again, who's going to win the Super Bowl? And I said this.
Who's the Atlanta quarterback?
Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Correct.
Who's the MVP?
And Tom Brady will outclass him.
Yes.
That will happen.
Whoa, wow. Falcons.
I'm locking in New England Patriots.
And I'm not going to lie, Fief. Patriots are my second team. Green Bay, obviously, my first team. So I was going for the Patriots. But at halftime and three-quarter time, I'm going, well, at least Fifi's wrong. That is a real positive. Like, I don't really care who. I wanted the Patriots to win a lot, but I was pretty happy that you got it wrong. No. Half an hour later, she's done it again. And I caught messages from everybody in our team going,
Fev. I remember when New England was last in the Super Bowl and they played the Seahawks and they just won in the end. And I was like, come on. And she texts me this paragraph that she just got fed from her brother. She knows nothing about the sport. And yesterday I was at home. I wasn't at your party, but I was at home and I just flicked it on and like, and what was it? 28-3. And then they got a touchdown and I thought, oh no.
Then they got another one. And then they got another one. And then, as Fief said, they went into a tiebreaker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she doesn't even know the rules of the sport.
I didn't have a daughter, I'd be like, what am I living for? Like, maybe it's just not worth it.
Be thankful that you weren't at our pre-show meeting. I know you start at 7, Dave. Fief looks at me in the pre-show meeting, deadly serious, straight in the eye and goes, I shall get the sting ready. I changed the course of history. You need help. You actually need assistance.
You know what kills me about this? You called Clinton in the election. If you're going to get it right, make it count. I don't care that New England won. We've got that monkey in charge.
Call right now, because Fief is a psychic. I wonder what it's like to be a psychic. We should talk to some other psychics and they can share what it's like to have this burden.
I just want to know if everyone else gets, you know, this sort of flack for being psychic.
Well, there's a lot of people that picked New England yesterday.
No,
they were
favourites.
You just like Tom Brady. No, Tom Brady did the work, not you.
Consistently, you guys keep asking me to predict things. I keep getting them right. And then I get all this flack the next day. It's like, guys, stop asking me. You know, it's a gift. If you're not enjoying it.
No, it's the opposite of a gift. It's not a gift for us.
If there's other psychics that feel this sort of pressure, please share. I mean, what do I do? Do I just shut down? Should I turn off these vibes?
Okay.
I'm vibing on frequencies that you guys obviously understand.
Oh, give us a call if you're a psychic. 13 1060.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yesterday, this was the prediction from psychic Fifi Box.
Who's the Atlanta quarterback?
Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Correct.
Who's the MVP?
And Tom Brady will outclass him.
Yes.
That will happen.
Whoa, wow.
Falcons.
I'm locking in New England Patriots.
And then, of course, what happens?
Toss away. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl!
And do you like it? Like, today she's turned up dressed like a gypsy. She's got a... She's got her cardigan on.
Do you know what the thing is, though? See, even Bev, it's a cardi. People other than gypsies wear cardis, guys. It's okay. Can I just say, and thank you for the accompanying music, Byron.
You're welcome.
You all go, oh, well, it was one of two teams. Yeah, but I always do it consistently with the Australian Open. AFL, there's how many teams? And I picked the Bulldogs before the first round last year. I keep doing this.
You support them, though.
Yeah, but I've never said it any other year.
You say it every year.
The point is, I make these psychic predictions. I've not let you down once. And then the next day I cop all this flack.
Still I'm just don't know saying, how they won.
Psychics get hard times, and I don't think I'm alone in this. Jess from Geelong. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Jess. Like myself, do you have psychic abilities?
I used to when I was younger, and I wish I still had them now.
Oh, you lost them? Just run off, or?
What happened, Jess?
So I used to have an imaginary friend that I used to call my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Drop Dead Fred.
Sorry?
Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah. A great 90s movie, Jess.
Yeah, good one. Great reference.
when I was born, he waited, apparently, I don't remember, he waited for me and said, I'd look after you forever, and he passed away. And then I used to be able to predict things that would happen. I predicted my auntie's miscarriage.
Jesus.
I predicted when my grandparents were going to arrive, even though they said they were going to be a few hours away to try and surprise us. I'd say they were coming.
And there they'd be.
And there they'd be 5 minutes later.
That's extraordinary to predict, Jess, when your grandparents are going to turn
up.
No, but Jess, it's quite something.
Thank
it's
you,
a gift.
I'm so...
I mean, it was in the diary.
We're in a room of non-believers, Jess. We're in a room of non-believers, and I've no doubt that your psychic abilities got bullied out of you in much the same way mine are at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
Dennis from Officer. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Steve. How are you going?
Good, Dennis. Dennis, I feel like we're vibing on the same level here. Oh. Are you also a psychic?
Yeah, I'm actually a psychic medium, so I actually do it as a job.
I've considered going into it myself, Dennis. Talk us through it. Do you get a lot of flack from your mates like I am when I make these psychic predictions?
I definitely, you always do.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Oh. Yeah, basically with you and what I pick up as well, it's more intuition than with a sporting side. So,
thank you.
Yeah,
so
basically.
She's not a psychic.
Okay, Dennis. Dennis and Dennis, pick some vibes up from me. What am I vibing?
Not that you're vibing. So everything is all about energy. So basically, we're all energy, and that's we're not fortune channelers, and that's what people think. It's like, oh, why haven't you won the lotto? Well, lotto is an energy. Humans are energy. Yeah. What I pick off you, Fev, is a lot of things, and an age of 12 for me is your body is holding things from 12. So I don't know if your parents separated at that age or there was a turning point for you, and that's what I pick up big time. And it's like you hold back. You don't push forward, and you hold a lot of things on your chest as well, and that's where I'm finding it very hard to breathe as well. And I feel like a grandmother figure has passed too.
Okay. So where's this going?
Sorry?
No, that's good. Thank you.
Fascinating, Dennis. I mean...
Free read.
Free read.
You got a free read then, Fev.
Free read. Yeah.
How good's that, mate?
That's extraordinary.
I'll give you a free read.
Yeah.
Bet you this show runs over 9 o'clock.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, this happened.
Toss away. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl.
It was massive.
Brady has his fifth.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on the Fox. What a massive day yesterday.
A great performance by Gaga, and she looked incredible. I'm bringing up, I hate even bringing up her looks, but I have to because I'm astounded by the fact that her looks became such a topic of conversation on social media, particularly her stomach. Now, Lady Gaga is one incredibly talented woman. She's got a banging body. She looks incredible. And yet everyone was focusing on her stomach to the point where it got nicknamed a confronting stomach.
I said to Byron, I said, she looked absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Love her hair, how it was really, she looked stunning. I don't understand.
She's also, that's a stomach. That is what, I feel like I spoke about this the other day with women.
Wish my tummy looked like that.
I agree, the way we look at our bodies, and how dare other people.
Ridiculous.
Comment on someone else's body. And some of these tweets that went around yesterday, here's an example of a negative one. Tried to enjoy Gaga's performance, but was distracted by the flab on her stomach. Oh. Yeah, cheers, Nathan. Stay out of it. That was the vibe on social media. And I think it's disgusting.
Trolls.
And I think they're trolls, nasty, horrible humans.
I tell you, it's interesting that Fifi, stomach being, in the spotlight, Gaga's stomach, and couldn't agree more, ridiculous. There's a stomach that is in the spotlight quite often on this show. And we often have technology which enables us to actually speak to a stomach. So it's just interesting that you mentioned that story.
I was just bringing it up because I thought that was a disgrace.
This would want to be good.
Connecting to Fev's stomach. Connected. You can now hear Fev's stomach. Morning, guys. Someone give me a heads up when it's Super Bowl Monday, guys. It was a punish yesterday.
I'm surprised we were able to access you this morning. I would have thought you were sleeping it off, but we're celebrating stomachs because Gargars is getting a hard time. And let's be honest, stomachs do get a hard time, and everyone should back off stomachs. Leave them alone.
Sorry, I shouldn't be giggling. It's too early in the morning. Hey, guys, I can't believe she copped it. I mean, anyway, what? The stomach performed? What did it have in it? A protein shakes? Some cold-pressed juice? Try competing in Dancing with the Stars like Fev did and inhale free catering before the shoot. Oh, I was working overtime. He was doing the samba while I was doing my best impersonation of a cement mixer in high gear, churning through a family capricosa to duck in an old quiche he found under the fridge. Oh, even yesterday on Super Bowl Day, I smashed her. After the game, Fev ordered $200 worth of Uber Eats. That got him to platinum member. It's never been done before. The delivery car's now following him everywhere like it's a presidential candidate. They're circling the studio right now. If you want some Nando's, give us a bell.
Okay, thank you. Fev stomach there.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
When you've been on the dating scene for a while, sometimes you can change a strategy, use certain techniques to try to lock someone down.
What's happened?
One of my friends.
You couldn't keep a straight face.
No, this is legitimately a friend of mine. You'll be able to tell in a second. It's definitely not me.
Shmee.
No, girlfriend of mine, Laura. So she's met a guy about 7 weeks ago, just before Christmas.
Laura?
Yeah. Really likes him.
If you're going to make up a name, I don't know.
His name? Stephen?
No. So, like this guy, and on their very first date, wasn't sure where it was going. And the very first date is often a trap because you can be wanting to woo somebody and want them to like you, so you can pretend, you can embellish and you can say things you don't necessarily mean. So
that's
the very
spirit.
First,
the first date's a trap.
That's it.
Open your heart to love.
There will be girls who know what I'm talking about. Anyway, my girlfriend, on the very first date, the guy she was interested in said that he loved Star Wars. She's like, oh, so do I love Star Wars movies. Said he liked cricket. Yeah, I'm right into cricket. And said that he liked camping. And my girlfriend's like, yeah, I love going camping all the time. They've been together 6-7 weeks now. She's had to go and see that new Star Wars movie, sit through it. What's going on.
Yep.
No idea what's going on. She's sat through the cricket over summer and...
Did you enjoy it?
No, it wasn't me.
Well, hold on a second. All roads are leading to Fifi. Yeah. We know you haven't watched one Star Wars. You hate cricket.
How long has Laura worked?
I'm tipping you don't go camping often.
How long has Laura
at a resort
worked on Neighbours for? Laura's a pretty good cast member of Neighbours.
And then he surprised her with a camping weekend away.
Oh.
And there was no toilet, like proper camping. That's why you were angry yesterday.
Stephen, she wasn't like camping.
What's a swag? I do know what you're talking about because Laura, is it Laura?
It's Laura.
What was the main up? Yep, good. She sounded like one of those FHM girls. You know those ones that are smoking hot? They're like, they just like pizza and football. No, they don't! They never have!
You're right. But see, this is the trap. You can tell a lie early on and then you have to live with it. So 13-10-60, have you told a lie early on in the dating honeymoon period and then down the track, maybe years later, you sat your boyfriend down and he said, I hate monster trucks. I just hate them. I should never have told you I liked them.
I told an ex-girlfriend in 1999 that I had to go to Tasmania for an Auskick footy clinic. But I went to the Beaconsfield footy trip. All my mates that play for Beaconsfield just went over on a footy trip. No footy clinic.
Oh, you lied to Australia.
There for 4 days. The best time ever.
Jeez, those Auskick kids can drink.
Jeez, they can drink.
131060 is the number. We'll take your calls after the break on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
If you just joined us, Fifi shared a story about her friend Laura.
Guys, it's not an alias for me. My girlfriend Laura started dating a guy not long before Christmas.
Right.
And she's pretended to be into Star Wars, cricket and camping, three things that she's not into at all.
And she's into just sitting on the couch watching The Real Housewives of God knows where.
In a resort.
And I'm just wondering how long
with her daughter Schmixie.
I'm just wondering how long in a relationship can you keep these lies up? Not for me personally, for my friend Laura. Now, Diane in Geelong. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Diane, have you had a lie going in your relationship, and for how long have you kept it?
Oh, look, I might have. When we first met on our first date, I told him I was a Blues supporter, and turns out I'm a massive Cat supporter, have been since birth.
So does he know now that you're not a Carlton supporter? You love the Cats?
Oh, now he knows. Yeah, now he does.
Okay, mm. How long did you keep that up for?
Oh, I reckon a good few years. I think it was we got married, had our firstborn. Cats got into the grand final 2007. Might have been that my true colours started to show around that time.
It's a great
effort. While you were a Blues supporter, or pretending to be one, was there any particular player that nearly got you across the line and you went, I could love the Blues because this full forward's so good?
Oh, look, you know, I know the right answer, but I've grown to love Chris Judd over time. And I just...
Fifi, Dave, Fev.
What are you laughing at?
And
no,
Byron.
Something else I heard.
Chris who?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
This prediction from psychic Fifi Box.
Who's the Atlanta quarterback?
Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Correct.
Who's the MVP?
And Tom Brady will outclass him.
Yes.
That will happen.
Whoa, wow.
Falcons. I'm locking in New England Patriots.
And then this happened.
Toss away. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
In that statement, one Fifi Box changed the course of history.
Well, thank you for pointing that out, Feb. You know what? I have consistently, over the last 5-6 years, been asked to predict all these sporting events, and I always predict them right. I'm literally not one incorrect prediction yet. But every time, you all keep poo-pooing it, saying you're not a psychic and you don't know what you're doing. At some stage, you have to go... Yeah, you haven't got one wrong.
Well, you love your sport, your Star Wars, your camping. And you're on the money, aren't you?
No, she is on. And there has been a whole series of psychic predictions that have come true. It pains me to say it, Fief, but I do think you do have a gift.
Well, thank you.
It's a psychic gift.
A gift of a gab.
But we do have technology. It's interesting because Fief has said a lot of things since the bold prediction yesterday that the favourites would win the Super Bowl. She's said a number of things during the show. But what really think?
I am being humble about this. Okay. You're asking me questions. You're asking me questions, I'm answering them.
How did it really play out?
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
We get to speak directly to the brain.
History changer. Who? What's happening, guys? You've heard of Nostradamus. Now you've got Nostradamus. That girl looks hot!
Wow.
Okay, guess you want to hear how the big dog picked it all yesterday?
That's not me. It's clearly not me. It's not my brain.
It is.
It's not.
I hate Star Wars, camping.
I mind my own business. And
cricket.
Every now and then, you boys say, okay, psychic, pick who's going to win. I give you my prediction and they win. And the next day, I have to suffer this all morning.
No. Hey, whoa. Hey, you don't have to suffer. We don't have to suffer. I'll explain to you how it all played out.
Okay.
Guys, yesterday, as you know, we were on Neighbours. No, they not. I walked off set thinking they haven't had a triple threat like this since Carly was in town. But let's be honest, she doesn't have a smoking rig like this big dog. Somebody there. Opened up my phone, right, straight away. Oh, Google alert on my name. Oh, Woman's Day. Had an affair with Liam Hemsworth. Oh, glad I leaked that one to them. Now, on to the Super Bowl. Remember when we looked at the scores, Fee? How good was that?
Well, the new Patriots were losing and...
The new Patriots. That's what we're calling
them.
They're going to change their name next year.
The New England Patriots were losing and I looked at the scoreboard and I went, because I was busy on set, and I went, no, they're still going to win. I knew they were going to win. What can I say?
It's so true. Flicked on the scores, thought overtime. Don't know what that means. New England won. Oh, celebrate. Good job. Come on.
There she is.
But the only thing that made me confusing is I was like, oh, I'm a clairvoyant and I can work this out. Yet if I can see the future, you'd think I know when it's time to book my child into kindergarten. So I guess it doesn't work when it counts, guys.
There she is. Fifi's brain on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
As we've talked about today, guys, we had a Byron and I went off to a Super Bowl party. Dave was invited but didn't turn up because he's got a little one to look after or whatever.
Selfish, that kid.
Started already, my friend. But anyway,
I'm here too.
I'm a couple of beers in.
I was busy at Neighbours. Yeah. Well, otherwise, you would have invited me.
Yes, yes, you were busy at Neighbours. Anyway, so I got a phone call from my manager at about 12 o'clock, and we'd obviously been there since 9. And he said, oh, we've had a call from the project. They want you to come on and talk about women's footy, which I normally would have loved to have done because the women's footy was a real hit on the weekend. And having three girls, it's a great initiative, and the crowds, everyone coming to see all the girls playing. I said, mate, I'm obviously at the Super Bowl. I've had a couple of beers. You know, I don't want to go on TV after a few beers. Probably not the right time.
Well
and
done.
And he said, well done, Brendan.
You've learned. Straight.
I don't know if you've seen the Brownlow medal count from 09.
Didn't work out too well. So anyway, I was watching the project last night, and they got Katie Brennan, the Western Bulldogs skipper, on, which is probably better having one of the players on. And then as soon as that segment finished, Ed Sheeran was on the panel.
Yes, performing live, first ever live performance.
And he performed on the project, so I've missed him again.
You would have been right up. You would have like crossed him in the corridor and gone, g'day Ed, I'm Fev.
Yep, we couldn't go to Hanging Rock and it rained, so lucky for that.
No, you say couldn't go, weren't invited.
Weren't invited.
Ouch.
And then Ed Sheeran is actually on the same floor as us yesterday, but for a different radio station.
Different radio station.
And we still couldn't have access to him. No. We pumped up his, obviously, his tour and everything else for the last 2 weeks, but no tickets, no gig, no Ed Sheeran. On our level, couldn't hear him. Then I get the chance to see him on the project and I missed it again.
You keep missing him and I feel bad. I mean, Dave, we've met Ed a number of times, Byron. We've all hung out with Ed.
Drop that bomb.
No, but we feel so bad for you and you've wanted to meet him and...
No, I don't now.
No, hang on. No.
Don't say that.
Because you've had these near misses with Ed Sheeran and we know how much you want to meet him, we've arranged a little surprise.
Have
for you?
You?
Yep. So, Bev, turn around.
Darling! We're loving you. Explain what's happening.
Our producer Sonda's just stepped into the studio with her Ed Sheeran face mask on and a guitar and tried to be Ed Sheeran.
Go to our Instagram. Oh boy.
We have hit rock bottom.
See, Sonda, being on air isn't as easy as it looks, is it?
Look at that. Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron on Instagram for that one.
That was a real zinger, guys.
Good work. That is it for us.
Hell!
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could be on holiday every day. Pool, tennis courts, a bar and more, all in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au.